All right, we'll say good morning. Good evening. Good evening. Let's begin. So we're going to do a beautiful piece by Rabbi Nachman tonight. So everybody has the sheet. So we're going to focus right on the beginning of the parasha. So remember again, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Lech lecha. Me'artzecha, mimoladetcha, mebeis avicha, ela aretz asher araka. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, lech lecha, literally go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's home, to the land that I will show you. And of course, all of the Mefarshim are bothered by the same basic yisod, which is the lech lecha. The Ribbono Shel Olam could have just said, lech, go. Why lech lecha? Why go for you? Literally translated, lech, go, lecha, for yourself. So why go ahead and say that? So Rashi HaKadosh brings down. Rashi says, already over here, you can see it on the page, Lahanoscha l'tavoscha. So the lecha means that by you going, this will benefit you. This will benefit you. Avraham, meaning by I'm asking you to do something, but you will be the beneficiary of this process. But Rabbi Nachman has a beautiful insight over here. If you take a look on the bottom of the page, right by paragraph A, so it says, lech lecha. V'zeu lech lecha. Lecha daiko. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Avraham Avinu, I want you to journey. And everyone thinks, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu to journey to Canaan, that's the Iker journey. The Iker journey is a geographic journey and a geographic transplantation from the Mesopotamian region, ultimately again to Eretz Canaan. But says the Rebbe, that's not the Iker journey. The Iker journey, the primary journey that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Avraham Avinu to take is Lecha, is the journey to himself. Shekol hilucha unesiascha yihye Lecha ve'eilecha. He's saying, Avraham Avinu, you should journey. Your entire journey should be to yourself. Lecha should be for you and to yourself. Hainu, le'etzem nekudas ha'emes sheze ikarcha v'chiyuscha. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, I want you to journey not simply to Canaan. I want you to go lech, I want you to go lecha. I want you to journey to the innermost point in yourself. I want you to journey inward. I want you to find the true you. I want you to find the MS. I want you to find the truth in your life. I want you to find the truth in yourself. Says Rabbi Nachman, the journey of Lech Lecha, again, is not a geographic journey. It's a spiritual journey. It's a journey inwards. It's a journey to the self, a journey to the truth, a journey to the MS. He goes on. Ki ikra adam, hu ha'neshama ha'kadosha shebo. The ikra of man, of course, is his neshama. The ikra of man is his soul. He goes on, he says, Shezeh kala adam. For it is the soul, it is the neshama, that is the entirety of man. Kimo shekasav besvarim, umuva bedvara besimin chav beiz, shema shenikra etzal ha'adam ani. We'll say that which we call the I. The I. Letter I. The I in quotations. What is the I? Who am I? Hu rak etzem ha'neshama. We'll say at the end of the day, you know, I mentioned this, I don't think it was in this year, I think it was in a different context. You know, we'll say that there are two ways that a person could view themselves. A person can view themselves as a body that houses a neshama, or a neshama that is housed by a body. I think this actually goes back to when we used to have our Sunday morning chabura on Be'as Atzmecha. So, you know, we'll say, and this is not academic. This is not academic. This is a fundamental issue of self-definition. What am I at my core? Am I really a body? I'm a goof that happens to have a neshama. Or no, really, I'm a neshama that happens to be clothed by a goof. And why do I need to be clothed by a goof? Because remember, again, the neshama itself has no way of interacting with the outside greater world. Therefore, again, I'm primarily a soul, but because I want to be able to impact, to do something in this world, that soul requires the clothing of a goof in order to interact. But my primary definition, my ani, the I, is I'm a neshama. Rabbi Nachman says, the definition of a Jew is, I'm a neshama. That's what I am. You want to know who is the I? Who am I? I'm a neshama. I'm a neshama that has many things. One of those things that I have is a guf, is my physicality. My physicality doesn't define me. My physicality enables my spirituality to interact with the outside physical world. He goes on, ki bisar ha'adam, nikra bisar adam. The flesh is called flesh. The ikr ha'adam. But the primary aspect of man, who, turn the page, who, paragraph B, ha'neshama. The primary aspect of man is his soul. V'aneshama yichilek eloki mimal. Shu'etzem ha'emes. I must say, remember again, it sounds a little bit like the wording of the Balatanya. Just the Balatanya, you know, adds in one more word. He says that the neshama is chilek elokam ma'al mamish. Right, that the neshama is mamish, a piece of the ribono shel olam. So Rabbi Nachman leaves off the mamish, but same idea. Neshama chilek elokim ma'al shu'etzem ha'emes. So we'll say, I have a neshama. Each of us has a neshama. That neshama is a spark of the Ribono Shel Olam. That neshama is the physical embodiment of emes. It's kulo emes. It's kulo truth. The entirety of it is emes. Therefore, that becomes the primary I. Who am I at my core? I am a neshama. V'zeh b'chinos nishmos Yisrael, she'eschino me'avram she'ne'emar aleim kula zera emes. And of course, again, as a people, we trace the origin of our national neshama to none other than Avram Avinu. Paragraph B. V'zehu lech locha. This is so beautiful. Says Rabbi Nachman, such a poshut idea, but so powerfully profound. This is the meaning of this week's parasha. This is the nisayon. See, Rabbosai, everyone thinks that the nisayon, the test of lech locha, is leave everything you know, venture into the great unknown, make a new life, make new friends, establish a new home. That's true. That's big. You know, they say that moving is one of the most traumatic experiences in life. Okay, so it's traumatic. Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking Avraham Avinu even something. That moving is one of the most traumatic experiences in life. So, are we making a joke over here? I don't know what you're talking about. All right. They'll tell me afterwards. Okay, I'm not moving. Thank you. So, yes, moving is traumatic. I won't move, I promise. Meditate, of course. So now, again, I've always said, so now what the Rebbe is saying over here, however, is that's not really Lech Lecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking something of Avram that is much greater. Maybe you need like a revolving door? Would it be a little bit, So HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and says to Avram Avinu, the great Nisayon ultimately again is not the geographic move. The great Nisayon ultimately again is the journey onto the self. Is the journey to the, meaning I have to come, Avram Avinu, lech lecha. Go find yourself. Go find who you are. Find your neshama. Find your soul. Find your essence. He goes on, he says, that wherever you go in life, whatever the journey you take, make sure you're always going lecha. Make sure, Rabbi Shlomo, whatever journey I take in life, see, what the Rabbi Shlomo is saying, Avraham Avinu, is all journeys lead in one direction. And that's lecha. That's to my neshama. If the journey in life leads me closer to my neshama, leads me closer to my essence, then that's a journey worth taking. If the journey leads me astray from my neshama, leads me away, distances me from my neshama, that's a journey I should avoid. He says, every etelich rak lecha, la'atzmecha, la'atzem nukudas ha'emes ha'mushrosh becha, v'lo tistakel al shum hasosos upituyim shel ha'sheker ha'machshik anpei briyasa, ad shekoshem ma'od la'amod alei mishen mishtad alochus al'atzmo, l'chapis tamet ha'emes la'mitol v'yates atzmo. So we'll say, it's an incredible yisod. So what the Rebbe says at the end of the day is something very dramatic. That lech lecha is a command to Avraham Avinu. Yes, go and find yourself. Go and find your neshama. Avram, you haven't even begun to skim the surface of your holiness, of your potential. Go find your neshama. But says the Rebbe, the Ribono Shel Olam is not just talking to Avram. We'll say, you know, every single word in the Torah Kedosha is eternal. So this message of Lech Lecha is not just a message to Avram. It's a message to all of us as well. It's a message to each of us as well. So therefore, the Ma'aseh, what is Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately telling Avram Avinu? Shalom Aleichem. What is he telling Avram Avinu? He's telling Avram Avinu that wherever you go in life, it always has to be lecha. Wherever you do in life, it always, if a journey doesn't bring you closer to your neshama, if it doesn't bring you closer to your neshama, then by definition, it is not a journey that one should take. It's not a journey that one ultimately should undertake. If the journey leads you closer to the lecha, then lemaisa again, you should take it. If it doesn't lead you closer to the lecha, then ultimately, don't take it. See, he goes on, he says something beautiful. He says, paragraph C, v'zeo, Lech lecha me'artzecha umimoladetcha umibeis avicha. This is the pshat ultimately in the pasuk that says, go ahead, lech lecha me'artzecha umimoladetcha umibeis avicha. Now get ready for this. This is beautiful. Ki kama minei choshech ushkar ha'nishkachim me'artzecha. See, the Rebbe points out over here now is the following. If lech lecha is not just a command to Avraham Avinu, it's not just a command to Avraham Avinu, but it's a life command to all of us that the goal in life is to the journey to the lecha, to journey ultimately to my neshama. Then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu lech lecha, what does he say? Me'artzecha, mimoladetcha, umibeis avicha. So that Rabbi Nachman understands that each of these things represent the nisyonos in life. Artzucha, moladetcha, umibeis avicha represent the different things that hold us back in life, keep us away from the lecha. So what are the things that keep us away from the lecha? Look how beautiful this is. Paragraph C, third line in the Artzucha, da'inu, me'ha'ir v'ha'medina sh'nesgadol bo. We'll say, sometimes you have to leave home. Sometimes you have to leave where you grow up. Where you grew up, why? Because sometimes, kizeh yadua, shaklipa kadma lepri. Because if I say ultimately at the end of the day, you know that the shell, the peel, comes before the fruit. Ubechol eretz, ubechol makom, afa pi sheyesham harbe tov, aval yesh bechol makom kama minei chashechos, hamachshichim es ha'emes. Da'inu, mashe bechol eretz rubam rodfim achar taibos, ubeprat achar hamamun va'akovet. We'll say, you know, wherever a person is, ultimately, there are always nisyonos. And some of the greatest nisyonos we have is mammon and kavod, money. Money is a big thing. Right? People, everybody likes money. There's nothing wrong with liking money. There's nothing wrong with liking money a lot. The problem begins when life becomes about the pursuit of money. That's when it becomes a problem. Kavod is the same thing. So once I kavod, there are people who spend their lives looking for kavod. Very destructive. Kilu zah derach nitan mi'sinai chas v'shalom. This is very profound. He says, you know, some people run after money, and they run after honor with such zrizos that you would think that there was a command to run after money and run after kavod from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Har Sinai. That's how much you would think. Yes?
So the journey shouldn't be after money.
No, it's not the bottom line, but it's one of the messages. Correct. I feel like you're leading the witness. Where are you going with this? Okay. Listen to this. Now, this is an incredible yisod. What does it mean that you have to leave your land? You know, the Gemara has a statement of Ein Navi Bi'iro, right? Or Ein Tzadik Bi'iro. You know, you can't be a prophet in your own town. Can't be a prophet. What does that mean? When you grow up in a certain place and everybody knows you from the time that you're a kid, and they knew the trouble you got into and they knew what you did. I knew him when he whatever, right? Fill in the blank. It doesn't matter what you do or what you accomplish. Lemaisa, at the end of the day, people are going to look at you in a certain way. And so sometimes, in order to go ahead and break through the glass ceiling, you need to leave Artzecha. You need to leave Artzecha. Why? Because Lemaisa, again, Artzecha, in your land, in your place, you're bound by a certain identity. So sometimes in life, you just have to leave your place of origin. Next paragraph, Beis. He says, V'chein mimoladetcha. Sometimes you have to go out and leave your birthplace. We're going to say paragraph D, excuse me. You have to leave your birthplace. Why? We'll say this is amazing. You know that in general, in the world of psychology, so there's a big machlokas about how much is nurture versus nature. And this is true with a lot of things, right? This is true in terms of like sexual orientation. It's true with addictions. You know, are these things something that a person has just a genetic predisposition for? Or are these learned behaviors? Am I influenced? And again, it's an ongoing machlokes. It's an ongoing machlokes in the world of psychology. So listen to what he says. Says Rebbe something amazing. Rabbi Nachman says, I don't care. Let's even say it is a genetic predisposition. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, I want you to leave Moladetcha. What does that mean? Your birthplace. Just because you're born with certain predispositions, just because you're born with certain proclivities, just because you lean in a particular direction towards a particular behavior, doesn't mean you can't overcome it. Doesn't mean that you can't overcome it. Doesn't mean that you can't rise above it. On both sides, let's be clear. It doesn't always mean that you could conquer it, right? It doesn't always mean that you could cure it. But sometimes, even if those things that I'm born with, I can manage it. Says Rabbi Nachman, it's amazing. This is what he's saying. And by the way, listen, I just want to point out, you know, Rabbi Nachman himself, when you read his writings, Rabbi Nachman struggled with a lot of different things, including, it's quite possible, like a little bit of depression as well. He speaks about the Mara Shechora, he speaks about the blackness sometimes that he saw all around him. So Rabbi Nachman says, here's the deal. Sometimes life, you have to leave. Artzicha. You got to leave just the place where you grew up, because sometimes you just need to blaze a new trail. Sometimes you just need to start again, tabula rasa, a blank slate. And sometimes molaritcha. Yes, we are all born, you know, there's that famous gemara Masech HaShabbos. You know, famous gemara. The definition of a famous gemara is any gemara you know. Right? It's a famous gemara. The gemara talks about the idea that if somebody was born under the mazel of Madim, under the mazel of Mars, right? So Mars is the red planet. So the gemara says it's a simen that he's going to be a shofech dam. He's going to spill blood. You're going to spill blood. I have the choice how I spill that blood. I could be a murderer, or I could be a shochet, right? I could be a killer, or I could be a moel. Meaning, I might have certain predispositions, but how I choose to channel and harness those predispositions, that's up to me. That's molaritcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Avraham Avinu, I know even Avraham Avinu is born with certain tendencies, certain predispositions, and certain proclivities. And the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, I need you to transcend it. I need you to overcome it. I need you, or at least to rise above it. That's molaritcha. Next, skip down a little bit. Paragraph E. V'chemi beis avicha. This is mamish gold. What does it mean? What does it mean to go ahead and leave your father's home? Shehu mishpachto. This refers to one's family. What does this mean? Kish kamashtusim ushkarim. Paragraph F. Shenidbak bo mitzal mishpachto. Shemachzikin atzman lemiyuchasim gidolim. You know, as we all know, the one thing in life you can't choose is your family. And so sometimes people's families have, I mean, every family has its idiosyncrasies, right? And every family has its shtiklach. But sometimes, you know, people really develop many challenges in life because of their families. Just because, you know, again, when you're born into a family, not only do you get parents, often you also get what? Right? You also often get their baggage. Right? So with those parents comes their baggage. And with those siblings often comes their baggage. And with those grandparents often comes their baggage as well. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, he says, I need you to leave Beis Avicha. I need you to leave Beis Avicha. I need you to go ahead and leave your father's home. Right? What does that mean? Sometimes, I will say, the only way to grow as individuals is, you know what, sometimes we even have to leave some family behind. But I said, this is a difficult yisod, but you know, sometimes in life, family does hold us back, and a person has to know when to go ahead and distance themselves from certain influences in life. He says, "Umikulam tziva l'Hashem izbar sheyetze v'yelech mehem l'cha, da'haynu l'atzmecha, shu etzem nekudas ha'emes shehu kala adam, v'az tavo ala aretz asher areka, shu aretz yisrael." So we'll say, Rabbi Nachman therefore says something absolutely amazing. Rabbi Nachman says, he says, this is the pshat in the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, Avram, here's what I want from you. Lech l'cha. I want you to find yourself. What is the lecha? I want you to find your neshama. I want every journey you take in life to be to your neshama, to be to yourself. Find yourself. Journey inward. Discover your potential. Discover your neshama. But Avram, I have to tell you, in order to discover your potential, sometimes you have to distance yourself from those things that are holding you back. What are the things that hold us back? Number one, molaritcha. Both say, you know, sometimes we get very comfortable in the place where we grew up, because that's home. But you know what? Sometimes That's not the place where I can grow. Sometimes I have to distance myself from that place. Sometimes molaritcha. Rabbi said we all have our proclivities. We all have our predispositions. We all have our certain behaviors that we lean more towards. Sometimes we have to learn how to manage, how to overcome those things in order to become strong people. Mibei savicha. Sometimes family yields a negative influence, and we have to know at what point in time to put a little bit of a distance between ourselves and that negative family. Paragraph G. V'chose efshalavar. So we'll say, Rabbi Nachman says something amazing. I know I'm talking to you, says the Rebbe, about the lech lecha, journey to the lecha, journey to yourself, to find your neshama. Rabbi Nachman says something amazing. He says, I have to tell you, I can't tell you how to script your journey to your neshama. Why, Rebbe Osai? Because my journey to my neshama is going to be different than your journey to your neshama. And each of us has a custom-tailored journey. So we can outline a framework. We can outline a general process. But it is impossible to go into specific detail. Ki kvar mavor b'dvar, paragraph G. Zal shebnei adam heimonim gedolim yosir meyetzahara ki mavor asichosa v'akdoshos bazayin sham. Loi b'shish monim rishoyim o kali olam b'leitzanim hamonim b'divrei menem. So we'll say, the difficulty sometimes is we're often surrounded by people who don't take life seriously. If I'm surrounded by someone who doesn't take life seriously, sometimes it's hard to embark upon the journey to find myself, to find my lecho. Ach, look what he writes. Ach gam yire Hashem, yicholim lefamim lebabal as ha'adam ba'atzasam, she'ina tova lefanav lefi darko. It will say sometimes it's very powerful. Sometimes even well-meaning people dispense wrong advice. This is a general yisod in life of be careful who you ask advice from. Because the mice, again, not everybody who dispenses advice is a lot of people practicing without a license. You know, there's a lot of people dispensing advice out there who really shouldn't really be dispensing that advice. And often that advice is so flawed that it often leads people to dead ends. He goes on, he says, V'yesh bazat, paragraph H, kama b'chinos b'lishir alkein, HaChofetz be'emes, so we'll listen to this. So what Rabbi Nachman is saying is the following. Rabbi Nachman is saying, I know what you're thinking to yourself. You're thinking, okay, I want to be a Lech Lecha Jew. I want to journey to my neshama. I want to find my inner goodness. I want to find my inner MS. I want to find my soul. I want to find my neshama. That's my Iker in life. I don't know how to get there, so I'm going to seek out advice how to get there. To which the Rebbe says, okay, you could seek out advice. But number one, be careful who you ask advice from. Because Lamaisa, not everyone knows how to dispense proper advice. But then he says something to Bosai that is earth-shattering. He says, furthermore, Alkein, paragraph H, HaChafitz ve'emes tzarech lizor limshoch atzmo tamid le'etzem nekudas ha'emes shalo. Kefi mash hu tzarech ve'emes shezeu lech locha, lecha daiko. Dahayru le'atzmecha, le'etzem nekudas ha'emes ha'shayech lecha. Bosai, this is amazing. That Rabbi Nachman says something so profound. He says, you know what? At the end of the day, we'll say, listen to these words very carefully. Everyone knows how to get to their neshama. I don't need to ask advice how to get to my lecha. All I need to do is close my eyes, open my heart, open my soul, think hard, spend time, and I will find the way to the lecha. I will find the way ultimately to myself. I will find the way to my neshama. I actually don't need anyone external to me to help me with this journey. I just have to be receptive to hearing the message of my neshama in order to get there. Kimuba mizah pasuk usfartem lochem lochem laatzmechem ayin sham bidvarim. Paragraph I alkein beemes tzrichin tefila. So a person has to daven a lot. A person has to converse with the Ribbono Shel Olam a lot. At she yisket tamid limshoch asmo el emes la'amito v'yiska l'chol haniskala. So we'll say, this is a magnificent piece by the Rebbe. And the Rebbe's message really could be divided in two different pieces. There's a message to Avram Avinu, and there's a message for us, L'dori Doros. The message, and really it's one and the same. The message HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to Avram Avinu by extension to us is, Avram, I don't just want you to go to Canaan. Canaan is a destination. You need to get there because it's your future. It's the homeland of your children. Where I really need you to journey is not anywhere outward. I need you to journey inward. Lech lecha. I need you to find you. I need you to find your neshama. I need you to tap into your own holiness. But Avram, in order to do that, you're going to have to be willing to identify the things that are holding you back in life. We'll say, this is a cloud gadol. We all have things that are holding us back in life. What are the things that hold us back? So, Pasuk identifies them. Artzecha, Both said, sometimes we just get too comfortable where we are. And sometimes that comfort on one hand is nice, it provides security. On the other hand, that comfort often creates complacency. Complacency creates apathy, and that becomes the very undoing of man. Molaritcha. Both I have to recognize, I might have certain innate struggles and certain innate weaknesses. Bless you. That shackle me to mediocrity. I have to find a way to overcome and to transcend it. It's like we acknowledge the fact that many of us, all of us, are born with predispositions to something. All of us are born with proclivities to something. And some of us are born with some significant inherent challenges. But the emotional says to Avraham Avinu, although you might not be able to cure everything, you could control, own, and transcend. Molaritcha. Sometimes those who we love most, unfortunately, are sometimes the very ones who hold us back. And so sometimes, again, it doesn't mean we cut ourselves off, but sometimes we need to find a way to create a little bit of a distance in order to allow ourselves to grow. That's the Lech Lecha. And I will say, the message for us is also powerful. You know, sometimes in life, we're faced with choices. I shouldn't say this. Every day in life, we're faced with choices. And we wonder to ourselves, should I do this? Shouldn't I do this? Well, says Rabbi Nachman, it's actually a question that can be easily answered. And how is it answered? There's one simple shayla. Will this lead me closer to my lacha? Does this action, does this activity, does this thing, does it bring me closer to myself? Does it bring me closer to my neshama? Or will it lead me further away? If it brings me closer to myself, go for it. But if it's going to lead me astray, if it's going to estrange me from myself, push me onto the wrong derech, lead me away from my neshama, then at the end of the day, says the Rebbe, that's not a path that the Jew should take. So let's say we should be zocha. But the same way on this Shabbos, Avraham Avinu begins his journey of Lech Lecha, we should be zocha, Miratz Hashem, to also begin that journey of Lech Lecha, begin the journey ultimately to ourselves, to find our beautiful neshamas, to tap into our kedusha, to tap into our holiness, and to find the strength to overcome all of those things that hold us back. Yes. Thank you. Yes.